This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Any idea what's happening right now in this country? Do you? Watching this Democrat implosion? Are you seeing it or are you missing it? Progressivism destroying itself, eating itself. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's fun to watch. It's interesting to watch. Multiple walls being built to protect the elite class. Do you think other leftists aren't noticing this? While the wall that protects America is being ripped down, leftists are building walls to protect themselves. Fort Pelosi is up in D.C., and it doesn't look good for the left. The National Guard wants out. Not only did they build a wall, they've got a military protecting them. Portland's also got a wall, the second wall that's gone up to protect the so-called elite class. So I'd ask you, do you think people are noticing this? Do they notice the lie? Because I contend that the left are so blatant, so bold in their lies that they think they can do it in your face. Think about this. They don't want you to have guns, but at the Capitol, they've got the military surrounding them. What do they need guns for? They take away yours. You think that fence is coming down? You think that the military won't still be deployed to go after you? You think police won't be deployed to go after you? They attack your free speech. They attack your gun rights. They attack your... What does a Patriot Act attack? It probably... At least five different areas of the Constitution, maybe more. Last time I checked, the Second Amendment says you can't infringe on any of my ability to own a firearm. And what do they do on a daily basis? In your face, infringing. How about those First Amendment rights, huh? They're like you got the right to speak. Yep. It's a two-tier system here, folks. The left do what they want. The elites do anyway. And then they leave cancel culture and their minions to do all the rest of it. Dr. Seuss gets canceled. I don't know why. I'm still trying to figure that one out. Because what? Racially insensitive in some way? I never in my life thought of Dr. Seuss as racially insensitive. Not one time. I bet you haven't either. The dude who's the host of The Bachelor, I don't even know his name, but he got canceled. And I've been looking for what he said, and all they said was it was racially insensitive. What is going to be racially insensitive that gets you fired or cancel cultured? Mr. Potato Head is no longer Mr. Potato Head. Pepe Le Pew is gone. Think about this. Pepe Le Pew is gone because he condones sexual violence or something like this. And did you see the Cardi B? I didn't watch the Grammys, and according to this, to the ratings, neither did you. But I did see the performance of Cardi B, that porn show. But they want to cancel Pepe Le Pew because he's too sexual. The very people who want to teach your kids how to put on condoms, at least put them on bananas in the second grade, and host something like that. You have to see it. If you haven't seen that little clip of Cardi B and whoever she's dancing with, it is a lesbian porn show of the highest order. Now, granted, I don't think kids are watching. They can do what they want. But wow. Inconsistencies and contradictions. That's what describes leftism. Chuck Ross tweeted this about another inconsistency and contradiction. Turns out that Andrew Cuomo isn't exactly the guy They said, it turns out Andrew Cuomo is exactly the guy who the media spent years trying to convince us Donald Trump was. And I thought, what a fitting tweet. See, they build up their heroes and tell you, ooh, look at this, Andrew Cuomo. In a time when this man's killing 15,000 people, writing his book to get millions of dollars, it essentially acts as a Hitler in New York. And they're extolling his virtues, and they put all that on Donald Trump, who did none of it. I want you to think for a moment. All the things you were led to believe that you thought, man, you know, we as conservatives, we're not very good at this or that. I want you to think about all of that as you consider, or I should say, reconsider those positions and ask yourself, what have you been lied about? Where did you get led down the primrose path? For example, education. When they come out with a new bond initiative, do you go, oh, heck, it's for the kids. Let's do it. They come out with something new that pulls at your heartstring, tugs at you emotionally, and you go, yeah, let's do it, because you've been led to believe that it's the right thing to do. More on Cuomo. Lindsay Bolin, one of the people that Cuomo molested or whatever he did, here's what she tweeted. As much as my boss, New York Governor Cuomo, hurt me when he harassed and assaulted me, nothing has hurt me more than the silence of friends and colleagues who saw all of it and did nothing. Shades of Harvey Weinstein, if you ask me, everybody in Hollywood knew what this man was doing. Women, feminists in the women's movement condoned it. They set him up to do it. Do you think that there weren't women condoning what Cuomo did? You think there weren't leftist feminists condoning what Bill Clinton did? To this day, this moment, there are feminists out there condoning what their leftists, I use the term men loosely with them, but what they're doing. Inconsistencies, folks, and contradictions. That is what the left is about. You don't have to believe anything that comes out of their mouths, because I promise you, there's an ulterior motive, and it involves the pursuit of wealth and or power. That's what it's about. Mask mandates, all of it. In Germany, people attacked the police over masks. I don't know if you've seen the videos, but they're out there. Apparently, the people refused to wear masks and decided not to get arrested. Reminds me of a scene in, what was the movie with Doc Holliday and all them, but where he says, I'm here to arrest you. And Wyatt Earp says, I don't think we're going to get arrested today. Same is true in Italy and elsewhere, folks. We're going to talk about these inconsistencies of the left today.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Before the Grammys, here's what was written about the ratings. I find it really interesting. You're listening to Kevin Jackson at KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This was in MSNBC, and here's what they wrote. It was a prelude because they wanted to level set that, hey, you know, the Grammys may not be watched as much as we want. It may not be as popular as we want. And this is what I want to say to the audience. You're winning. The Weeknd is boycotting the Grammys this weekend. Now, The Weeknd is a guy. He's a singer. Pretty popular. They go on. But will viewers who do not feel personally snubbed by the Recording Academy also tune out the latest COVID-era virtual awards show? Last year, the Grammy Awards on CBS drew 18.8 million total viewers, according to Nielsen, the awards show's smallest tally since 2008, but not technically a record low. The 2020 Grammys rating in the Key Adults demo of 5.4 was the lowest of all time. So, what are they trying to say there? Anyway, they said dating back to 1988, which is when Nielsen's electronic records started, three Grammy Awards telecasts have performed worse in total viewers since 2020. To date, the all-time smallest audience for a Grammys telecast is roughly 17 million, going back to 2006. That one aired on a Wednesday, not a Sunday, which is the day of the week we've come to expect for the scheduling of major award shows. The other Grammys broadcast to attract a smaller audience in 2020s came 25 years ago in 1995 when Music's Biggest Night averaged 17.3 million total viewers. The Grammys didn't actually air on a Sunday until 2003. Since then, only 2006's show and 2016's, which is roughly 25 million on a Monday, deviated from the regular Sunday slot. They said schedulers learned their lesson. So the title of that article was, Grammys producers already know 2021 show will set record low ratings, and here's why. So they're looking at the trend lines and they're going, whew, this is not good. This is, you know, starting to go down, etc. And they've learned their lessons. So number one, keep it on Sunday because that's the night that, you know, everybody's going to watch. That'll help. But even with everything they know, don't do it on a Wednesday. Don't try to do it after a Monday. Keep it on a Sunday. You know, we do know it's going down. It's, virtual and all this, blah, 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 whatever the things were. And it wasn't virtual this year, by the way. It was live. They still wanted to level set with the audience. Hey, we expect the numbers to go down. Look, we're supposed to be living in a time when Joe Biden got 82 million votes. This is the left. This is everything they espouse. The Grammys is what they're about, man. And they're warning you. The numbers could be low. It's funny, if the Grammys were Joe Biden, they would be giving you polls saying, look at how great the Grammys are going to be. Woo-hoo-hoo! Not happening. Here's what the LA Times put as a teaser to the Grammys. 2021 Grammys face ratings and credibility challenges. That was the title of the article. I don't get the LA Times because they make you take off I won't let ads come up on certain computers. But anyway, I got the very beginning of it and it says, Ben Winston, first time producer of the Grammys, must deal with the pandemic, declining ratings, and the absence of Beyonce. And here's a quote from him. I like the challenge. Yeah. The challenge, folks. Let me tell you what the challenge is. The challenge is that even leftists are leaving the fold. Yeah, even leftists are. They don't want to see these self-indulgent elitists doing things that they can't do. I'll give you an example. Apparently, no mask mandate was in effect for the Grammy goers. When I went to see the clips and stuff like that, because I refuse to watch these stupid shows. When I went to see the clips, these celebrities are all woohoo. They're selfies. They are all together. Nobody wearing masks. Yet in California, you better have your mask on, minion. There's $1,000 fine and up to 6 months in jail if you don't wear your mask. Except for the elites. By the way, you do know Gavin Newsom said there is no mask mandate for Hollywood. Make your films do what you need to do because we all know the Wu flu doesn't attack the elites. It doesn't do anything to them. Well, I suspect you didn't watch the Grammys. I certainly didn't. And I will tell you, if you didn't watch it, you didn't miss anything unless you think watching Cardi B's lesbian porn performance was hot. I saw a clip of it. I couldn't believe they did it. I mean, as I said earlier, the Grammys are free to do whatever they choose to do, but wow.
Jesse Lee Peterson tweeted, "It's a shame how black women are degrading themselves for a check. No class, no morals. This is not how you get respect. People with sense are laughing at y'all." Let me tell you something, folks. Any black mom who watched that performance of Cardi B and did not feel appalled on behalf of their daughters, shame on you. In general, don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to make it a black issue. But Cardi B is probably next to Beyonce, is extolled in the black female community. And she went out there, man. If you watch that and you're okay with it, great. Now, again, I'm not a prude, but it's a music award, not a porn show. I'm blown away. And Beyonce, I don't even know why she wasn't there. I don't know why The Weeknd decided he wasn't going to be a part of it. You know, they've always got a reason to boycott something, but what's the deal? They said the 63rd edition of the Grammys, hosted by Trevor Noah, was not it was horrible. That's what I heard. They said from Trevor Noah joking about Capitol riots to BTS Army slamming Recording Academy for the award snub, the award show can't escape the outrage of social media users. Trevor Noah jokingly compared the Grammys to Capitol riots, calling the two events the biggest outdoor gathering. He said, "Tonight's show is going to be the biggest outdoor event this year besides the storming of the Capitol." Then they go on to say he cracked some more jokes about the Grammys, saying, "This isn't a Zoom background. This is real." Adding, "My uncle isn't going to walk behind me naked, even though I told him I have an important meeting." You see why I say you didn't miss anything? Short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats are actively selling the new stimulus bill.
America is turning the corner.
And I think the attitude of Americans is turning the corner as well. People now see a brighter future for this country and their regions.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer opening the Senate, saying the nearly $2 trillion package will give small businesses and workers a huge boost. The bill being touted also as a COVID-19 relief bill, but less than 10% of the money going to the bill is actually towards COVID relief. More than one out of four adult Americans have gotten at least one COVID-19 shot. The CDC says that means nearly 71 million Americans have some protection against the coronavirus. The Federal Health Agency also says close to 1 in 10 Americans are now fully vaccinated. That announcement comes as half the states roll back pandemic restrictions. USA Radio News. After reports of dangerous blood clots developed in patients receiving AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccines, several European countries have halted the immunizations.
Those countries include Spain, Germany, Italy, and France. There have been 37 reports of the blood clots developing after more than 17 million doses. I questioned Dr. Mark Sherwood, author of the book Fork Your Diet, if there is reason for concern.
It's inherently reasonable to assume there could be potential side effects. Now, regarding the blood clots at this moment, do we know or not for sure if the vaccines are the direct contributor? We don't. And could they be? Yes. Might they not be? Yes.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Retail sales in February off 0.3%. The experts had forecast a 0.6% drop. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson
by
show.
How many of you have dated a girl like Meghan Markle? Would you even know? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The reason why I chuckle is you may not know. You may have been a stepping stone and didn't even know it. The question is, were you rock number one or were you rock number 15? You know what I'm saying? TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. You might have been so low on the totem pole, you didn't realize you were dating a Meghan Markle till she made it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Beyonce, holy cow. You know, I knew her when she was, you know, Shaniqua or whatever. I don't know, but maybe we all have been a stepping stone, right? Think of it, it's a compliment, fellas, because at some point, a girl at least acknowledged that you were going somewhere. Now again, whether you were a pebble or a rock is a whole other question. Oh man. I don't want to believe that I was a stepping stone. I don't think I'd, cause you can discern those women that have that attitude of, ooh, I'm going to get what I want out of somebody. I told my son, my 14-year-old son, I said, hey, you got to be equally yoked in a relationship. If you're let's say you're dating, you're in college, and you got a flag football game, and you say, hey, you know, you call your girlfriend up and you say, hey, would you do me a favor if you get a chance? We're playing flag football over here. If she's got something to do, will you bring me a Coke or something like that, or you know, a Gatorade at halftime? I didn't bring anything, and she says, oh, sure thing, hon. But if she goes, phew, I'm way across the highway, bring her on, and starts giving you the old, you know, neck shaking thing, you better run. You better get out of there. At the very least, she should say, well, babe, where's the game? You know, or let me see if I can make it in time, you know, or something like that. But if she, you know, if there's some negotiation at the very least, he's a keeper. But if she, or if she says, absolutely. I'm just giving you, if you want my way of rating, you know, there's will she open your door? When you open the door for her and put her in a car, will she reach over and open your door? That used to be the old school way of doing it. Like, is she going to at least, after I put her buns in the car, when I'm walking around, is she going to open my door? We don't have that issue anymore unless you got a hoopty. I mean, you pretty much are going to open your own door. But that used to be the litmus test. Not anymore. You got to find some new tests. So a test might be, if I do something for you, are you willing to do it for me? And if the answer is yes, then that's a keeper. These are rare people. By the way, it's not just rarity for women. It's rarity for guys, too. Women know what I'm talking about. You conservative women, you got good men out there. You got good men. And you know how to take care of them. You know, oh, shoot, I take care of my fella. Absolutely. There's nothing. I'll put it this way. If a woman, your spouse or whatever, says, hey, hon, come over. I'm going to be cooking. I'll cook for you. There's not a guy I know that wouldn't say, I'll cook for you, or I'll stop and pick up dinner. Or if you're really romantic, you'll even hire a chef maybe or somebody to come do something like that for your mate. I'm not trying to put any pressure on you fellas, but you know what I'm talking about. So that's what you're looking for, equally yoked. Not a stair stepper, not a gold digger. So most guys, you've gotten your radar on. You can reckon. You're like, dated that pretty girl, or you know, chased that pretty girl down, and you found out, man, she had no interest in you. Like, well, whatever. And you just moved on. Maybe you got hurt. Bob was telling me Frank Sinatra dated Eva. What's her name? Eva Gardner. And almost committed suicide over. I didn't know this, but, you know, Bob is my resident Sinatra expert and my buddy. He was like, Kevin, I swear, Eva Gardner made Frank Sinatra attempt suicide. This is Frankie, man. This is the dude that had the world on a string. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I can hear Tony Bennett singing as I'm thinking about it. Yeah, he said, Sinatra almost committed suicide over Eva Gardner, man. She had to be something else. You know what I'm saying? Because Sinatra, he didn't have anybody. It's like with Cosby. You know, people are like, Cosby drugged these women. I'm like, Cosby didn't have to drug a woman. Sorry. He didn't. Quaalude was a drug of choice at the time. If he said, I gave Quaalude to a woman, it wasn't because he was trying to get her into the sack. It was because she asked for it. That's the reason. Yeah, I'm that dude that actually believes Cosby. Anyway, public opinion of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, I don't think you can actually call them that, but I'm reading this article, has fallen to a record low with attitudes towards Prince Harry more negative than positive for the first time. Meghan Markle has finally dragged Harry underwater. She is truly the crab in the bucket. This is what we used to call black folks. I didn't know anything about the crab in the bucket. People would say, you know, crabs, what they do is if you try to get out of the bucket, a crab will pull you back in. And until I started watching The Deadliest Catch, I didn't know. But I look at the basket where they put the bait in, and it's got a big old gaping hole in it. And you know what? Crabs will pull you back in. And that's exactly what Meghan Markle is, a crab. She's dragged Harry back into the bucket. This is a YouGov poll. Revealed that following the couple's Oprah Winfrey interview, they've fallen very much out of favor with the British public. Showed that 45% of Brits have a positive opinion of Prince Harry. 48% regard him negatively, giving him a net score of -3. I always like to do the math on that just to help the lefties that listen to the program because they're too dumb to do math. This represents a drop of 15 points from March 2nd, and it marks the first time attitudes have been more negative than positive towards the prince. Well, he's actually the duke, but he's also a prince, I guess. Meghan's scores have also fallen considerably. Only 3 in 10 people said they had a positive opinion of her, while 6 in 10 viewed her negatively. She's got a net rating of -27, down from -14 a week ago. So she ain't ever been popular. No wonder girlfriend was like a little suicidal, because nobody likes her. Hey, bulletin to the world. Nobody liked her before she became a duchess. Miss, I hate America. I hate Trump. I hate conservatives. Why? Why? Because the country gave her such an amazing life, and she doesn't know how to handle it. She got everything she wanted, and she still can't be happy. And she'll never understand why, because she has this deep, dark hole in her soul that will never be filled by the things that she wants. She has no idea about what it takes to be happy, to have salvation that goes beyond people fawning all over you. I'm not blaming her. People get trapped up in it. It's easy to do. Let me tell you something, conservatives. You could get tested. I would ask you this question right now. If you knew that you could get anybody you wanted, like you were just, you could go to Hollywood, walk down the street, and whatever your favorite actress or actor, if it's a woman listening to this, you could have the most sought after guy, would you stay with your mate? Now, I know the answer for most of you. It's yeah, but I still fool around with the person that likes me. No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. Well, kind of. Most of you would stay with your mates because you have a genuine love. It's deeper than something superficial, right? You would stay with your mates. But let me tell you, there's a few of you out there. That's a pretty good test for you. And it's easy to say because it's not going to happen. It's a hypothetical you're not going to run into. But the question is, what if you hit the lotto? Would you stay with your mate? That's tested quite a few people. Some people have said, you know what? It's 20 million. I got to give up 10, but see ya. Harry might be thinking something like this. He said, the interview left the royal family reeling. They've been in crisis talks for days. He said, in the most damaging claim, Meghan, 39, told Ms. Winfrey when she was pregnant with the son, blah, 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 that people were concerned about him being black. I don't believe it. Yeah. Anyway, to go on with this poll, it says the Prince of Wales, 72, is the only other member of the royal family to see a decline in popularity since the interview, in which his son revealed he had stopped taking his calls when he took matters into his own hands and admitted he felt let down by his father's lack of empathy. So these people are destroying it's a scorched earth deal here. We're going to destroy everybody. 2 in 5 people, 42%, now have a negative opinion of Charles, up from 36% on March the 2nd. The share who view him favorably dropped from 57% to 49%, so he's now underwater too. Meghan dragged the men underwater. No surprise there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi,
I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about inconsistencies, contradictions with the left. And they're glaring. They're in your face every single day. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Total inconsistencies. So, we've got, and I just spoke about the backfire of Meghan and Prince Harry, or whatever he's called, and it's been brutal. The cancel culture that's supposed to cancel out the royal family and make them racist and all these things has completely backfired.
All these things that we've been talking about with the left. They, you know, Cuomo, he was the darling of the left for a long time. Backfire. His truth is coming out. I don't know what the Vegas odds of him lasting. He's hoping that there's enough controversy in other areas that he can fight this off. We talked about the Grammys. How popular are they? How popular is Joe Biden? Look at the polling on Joe Biden, the number of people that think this man is unfit to be president, that he's got some form of dementia. And tell me that the left are winning in this battle, folks. You know how bad it is? Chuck Schumer says, we may revoke the super vote thing, you know, where it takes 60 votes to get something in. Well, we want it to only be 51 because they know that this is their time to do stuff. They are not going to get another opportunity because leftists are turning on them. I'll be talking about some of them later. Sarah Silverman, for example. What else? You feeling safe in these cities? You feel safe in New York, Chicago, L.A., Philadelphia, Detroit? You feeling safe? What about the not-so-big cities? Portland? You feel safe? Seattle? They're chasing people away from their party. They're chasing people away from this idea of progressivism because there is nothing progressive about progressivism. While crooked politicians, folks, abandon their responsibility to the American people, they suck up the people that haven't paid 1 cent of taxes. They are watching people come into this country in droves. By the way, I'm not xenophobic. If you want to come to America legit and go through the process like normal citizens, like the people who would be good citizens of the United States and understand the laws of the land, I have no problem with that. Well, I'm not going to say no problem. I want a limit. I want to know what you're going to bring to our culture. The idea of evolving is to evolve to become better people. I don't want criminals here. I want people that don't have a criminal mindset, that have an entrepreneurial mindset, that want to come here and do something positive. But these crooked politicians will let anybody and everybody come in under this, under the border, you know, through the pass by the border. Yeah. But while they tear down the border protecting you, they build borders that protect themselves. Fort Pelosi. Go look at a picture of Fort Pelosi. There's a border between the elites and the peons in D.C. And not only is there a border, they back their play with the military. Now America's so-called representatives have a border between them, the elites, and the people, the sodomites, that they supposedly serve. We are the people they serve. And what's their rationale? A trumped up lie about a fake Capitol insurrection on January the 6th. And that's why they've got your troops, your tax dollars protecting them. Fences built, troops deployed. Ask them if they care. Ask them if the optics matter to them. They don't care about the optics. They seized control of this government, and they're showing you. If this were in any other country, you know what we'd be calling it? We'd be calling it what it is, a coup. Now, a real surge occurs all over America, but specifically in Portland and Seattle, but it's not limited to that. Antifa, a group the leftist claims doesn't actually exist, has been terrorizing Seattle, Portland, and many other cities around the country for the better part of a decade. Birthed from Occupy Wall Street, these people that say capitalists are bad. These are the real terrorists who've been allowed to impede actual citizens, law-abiding citizens from doing their work and stuff. They have destroyed property. They have destroyed, I mean, you can't, they've done everything that would define a terrorist. These clowns have blocked citizens from going to work. They've shut down businesses. And guess what city leaders have done in these cities? They've just looked the other way. But when Antifa turns its attention onto the bureaucrats, the jellyfish reacted. So now there's a second wall that's being built to separate citizens from the elite. And by the way, it could be 50 of these. I don't know, but I saw the second one. And it's being built around the courthouse in Portland. And here's what it read. A steel fence is returned to the federal courthouse in downtown Portland. The fencing had been installed 3 days earlier and then removed as the city returned to normal, or what they thought as the city tried to return to normal. So they built this wall around the courthouse because Antifa people were destroying the courthouse. And then it turns out that, well, they decided, well, we'll take it down. They took it down, and then these, I don't know, peaceful protesters, certainly they weren't Capitol Hill rioters, but they went and they destroyed the courthouse. There's a video of it, if you see it, and of course the courthouse has boarded up windows, graffiti written all over it. It looks like I don't know if you ever saw the movie Escape from L.A., but it looks like Escape from L.A. So anyway, they took it down because they wanted to go back to normal, and then normal happened. So within hours of removal of the fence, the people smashed the windows, they set fires in the building, and then 3 days later, this is Biden's federal government, said, you better rebuild those fences. Haven't we proven to you that fences work? By the way, don't be surprised if troops get deployed at some point in these cities. So Sunday morning, you see people on a cloudy, overcast, rainy Sunday day. Crews were putting in this fencing, reinstalling it. I don't know what it cost, but I know who paid for it. And as I was watching the video, I couldn't help but notice the level of vandalism that had occurred. And that's destruction that occurs in Portland, Seattle, and many other cities. In Louisville, Kentucky, my buddy told me, he says, Kevin, this city will never go back to normal. It won't happen. Now imagine, if you will, if this type of damage had been done by a Tea Party group or anything resembling Trump supporters. Right now, this nation stands at the ready. You want to know why? Because of Minneapolis, George Floyd. By the way, on the anniversary of the death of Breonna Taylor, there were riots. This was the other day. There were riots. You didn't hear much about it, but there were. People remembering Breonna Taylor and, you know, creating havoc, wreaking havoc. But we're on lockdown in this country because we're waiting on what's going to happen with George Floyd. Yep. Still, folks, in this country, in leftist utopias, cities have areas where the police are not allowed to go. In that George Floyd zone there in Minneapolis, they say you can't go. Talked about it the other day. No-go zones in America. Well, let me tell you something. The wall that just went up around the Portland courthouse, the wall that is around the Capitol, proves that walls work. They'll keep citizens from getting to their representatives. They will keep the employers from getting to their employees, but they will let anybody cross that border they want. Oh, the irony of the border wall being torn down, allowing illegals to come through. And meanwhile, citizens can't go talk to the very people that they put into office. All because leftist goons, the people that Democrats hired to create chaos, they allow these people to operate. And we have to deal with the aftermath. Millions of illegals flooding our country. Politicians laugh behind their secure walls. Elitist, immune to the very laws they pass for their electorate, protected from the scourges that they create. How many more walls are going to have to be built, folks, to protect leftists from other leftists? What are cities going to look like in the future if this is what we allow to occur? If this is who we allow to be in power and to make rules for us that they won't follow themselves?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.